Well, I don't see them as squad fillers. I think last season when they was training with the squad, it was very much part of the development, getting to grips with the physical demands of training with the first team. But as a consequence to what they did with the first team last year, the amount of training time they spent with us and playing part of some of the games, then they've really come on this summer. They've had a training programme during the summer and they've been excellent in the first 3 days of training, and I'm really enthusiastic, but I'm not going to put too much pressure on those players. I think they've been excellent so far. They were excellent last season, and it's obvious to me that they're a lot more confident in the environment and they understand what's expected, so I'm really enthusiastic about it.
That's something that a club like Barnsley have to be doing though, isn't it? Supplying players from youth team into the first team going forward, and I'm sure that must be something that you want to do going forward as Barnsley manager, isn't it?
It's what I want to do. I don't think he's previously done it, but we try to get one step ahead. We, you know, sort of have a vision for the future of the football club as a coaching staff and as an academy. And it's important that a manager is in situ who wants to take advantage of an academy. If not, those players will possibly go somewhere else. But we're in the early stages of developing these players, but the first real phase of the development of those players was last season, and now it's building blocks. But me as a manager, I will put my trust in those young players, try to develop them and then give them their opportunity, which is why they're in football in the first place.
You've been able to add Ben Anick this week. What can you tell us about him?
Yeah, good goalkeeper and excellent distribution. He's got bags of potential still. He's at a good age for a goalkeeper, and he's going to create good competition for the first team starter spot, if you like, with Luke Steele.
Do you see it that way then? Because Luke Steele has obviously done very well for Barnsley, particularly last season as well. You see this as a real competition now between the two goalkeepers?
Not only myself, I think Luke Steele does as well. Luke Steele's an excellent goalkeeper. I'm not trying to put any undue pressure on Luke Steele. I'm trying to create competition within the squad, and competition is good.
Just on Luke Steele, I mean, obviously his contract, I think, is up next year. Will negotiations take place this summer with Luke about potentially extending that?
It's a catch-22. It's very, very difficult. There's only a limited amount of money to be spent on new recruits and retaining players within Barnsley Football Club, as there is in every football club. I hope we get to a situation where recruitment's been finalised and then we can make headway into retaining players who are possibly running down into the last year of the contract. And that's where Luke Steele, your, obviously Jim McNulty's, David Perkins, etc. fall into line. But like I said, I've got an open and communicative relationship with all these players and they know where they stand.
Is that something the club could maybe do better in the future to protect itself from losing players? Because it's not just since you've been there, Keith, as the manager. In the past as well, Barnsley have had players, they've left because the contract has run out or they've gone for a fee which is below what would be considered market value. Is that something that the club maybe can look at going forward?
Yes, but the club shouldn't be heavily criticised because it is a catch-22. You're very fortunate as a football club if you can look further than in front of your nose at times. And we don't know what's going to happen with players' contracts, but there has to be a certain amount of planning. And you have to try and plan for every eventuality, players leaving, players signing new contracts. And in an ideal world, you're quite correct. But financially, like I said previously, there's only a certain amount of money that goes round. And to try and recycle that money in building a squad and retaining players can prove to be very difficult, but hindsight's a wonderful place to be, and yes, you're 100% correct.
I had a chance to speak to Jacob Butterfield after he'd completed his move to Norwich. He had a lot of positive things to say about yourself and the club. He also said that he wanted to speak to you this week before you went away. Have you had that opportunity to sit down and speak to Jacob?
He's sat in my office right now.
Is he? So what are you going to say to him now that he's a Norwich City player?
I'm really proud. I'm proud of what you're trying to achieve for yourself, what we collectively tried to achieve last season while he was in the team, making him captain, giving him the responsibility for now and, you know, for the future of his career as well. Like, you know, his talents should be and have been bound for the Premier League for quite some time, but he only started really fulfilling that potential that he had last season. So, you know, I wish him all the best, but unfortunately we don't have his services next season, but we do move on.